AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A near tragedy in Pittsburgh shows the need for the infrastructure law.
The president was already due to tout the bill in Pittsburgh, but hours before he arrived, a four-decade-old city bridge collapsed. After visiting the site, the president noted inspections had found it had been in bad shape, like too many other bridges.
Across the country, there are 45,000 bridges in poor condition. It's just simply unacceptable.
And mind-boggling that the nation's so far behind on infrastructure. The president says his bill will rebuild thousands of bridges. His return to the city where he launched his campaign was the first stop in a bid to promote his first year's achievements before the midterm elections, where slim Democratic majorities are in danger. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has massed thousands of troops near Ukraine's border. European affairs expert retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman expects an attack after the Winter Olympics.
The extra handful of days until after to not, upset the Chinese, that they want to make sure are prepared to support them when heavy sanctions do come down.
Health officials say COVID-19 deaths will continue to rise.
The seven-day rolling average started climbing in mid-November and just hit over 2,260 deaths per day, exceeding September's peak of 2,100 when Delta was dominant. In New York, where cases are falling, Governor Kathy Hochul says it's something officials expected.
This is all a lagging indicator. We talk about infection start. You see the numbers spike there. People get sick, then hospitalizations, and sadly, we still see far too many deaths.
Hospital admissions have started to fall, but the CDC says deaths are expected to accelerate in nearly every state. In 1 week, we'll lose more Americans from the coronavirus than would be typical for an entire year from the flu. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Louisiana's governor, during a close re-election campaign, stayed quiet publicly amid conflicting accounts of a deadly arrest in the spring of 2019. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Associated Press has obtained text messages showing Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards was notified within about 9 hours by the head of state police that troopers had engaged in a violent, lengthy struggle with a black motorist that ended with the man's death. The AP obtained the text messages through a public records request. Edwards, a Democrat in Deep Red, Louisiana, remained silent as police publicly gave a much different account of the May 2019 arrest of Ronald Green. Official reports said Green died from a crash following a high-speed chase. The true course of events only came to light when the AP obtained and published long-withheld body camera footage 2 years after Green's death. A federal civil rights investigation of the deadly encounter is underway. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.